We've all made those phone calls to the boss. I feel awful today and I need to stay home. There's a level of security inherent in that transaction, namely that the employee making the call knows he or she will still get paid despite not showing up for work. It's a given for a lot of workers, but not nearly all of them. And the transaction certainly changes when the employee would get no pay for the time home recovering. Paid sick leave is not universal in America, but it is growing. 2014 was a good year for paid sick leave laws. Supporters plan some more work to get sick leave laws expanded in this year, particularly in the state of Oregon. Lori Trieger is the Regional Outreach Director for Family Forward Oregon and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Lori, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me, Jeffrey.
Tell us a bit, if you would, about Family Forward Oregon.
Sure. Well, Family Forward Oregon is a nonprofit organization that works on policies statewide that will improve working conditions for working families, and particularly for working women and mothers and caregivers, to ensure that they can help keep their families economically stable while meeting their caregiving needs, whether it's for children or aging parents or for themselves. We know that our workplace policies in this country really haven't caught up to the realities of what working families need. And we work in broad coalition with a diverse cross-sector stakeholders on a number of issues that matter to working families and working women in Oregon to get these policies passed so that people can stay in jobs that they love and that they need and support their families.
Is that a bit of a head-scratcher for the group, Lori? Because, I mean, when you talk about policies not keeping up, I mean, the fact is that there have been women in the workplace for decades now.
Absolutely. And the jobs that those women tend to have are often jobs that are lower paying, have less job security, and don't have those kinds of policies that we know that working women and working families need to meet the needs of the family, to pay the rent, to keep the food on the table, to keep the gas in the car, and more to keep up with other demands of modern life. So we need those workplace policies to match the needs of modern times. And more and more women are in the workforce now, and we need that workforce to match what those families need.
Does Family Forward's emphasis usually begin with wages, or does it start with some other things?
It's a range of issues. It's certainly around equal wages, equal pay for equal work. It's around women having money in retirement, and it's around things like paid leave to care for themselves and their family members when they need those few days off a year for unavoidable circumstances. Those are just some of the issues that we're talking about. And as I said, it's our organization, but it's our organization working in coalition. We do not do this work alone. We could not do this work alone. And it is not just our organization that cares about these issues. So we work with a number of individuals and organizations and institutions across the state and in local communities to move these policies forward.
So what is the current status of paid sick leave? Not everybody gets it. There's no federal law requiring it, right?
That's correct. There is no federal law in this country, although in many, many countries all over the world, people have access to paid sick time for a number of different reasons and at a number of different rates. And it's important to note this is an earned benefit. This is something that people, as they're working, accrue time off. And in this country, we don't have that at the federal level. A few states and more cities are passing policies that allow workers the right to earn a modest amount of paid time off to use in those instances when they or an immediate family member is ill, or for preventive care as well, which is critically important and actually reduces the need for longer stretches of paid time off. This is a really important public health issue, and that's how we approach it. And as a coalition, many of our partners, in fact, are public health entities, and that's why they see this as so important and step in. We also have several businesses and business alliances and organizations in our coalition because they understand that providing employees the opportunity to earn paid time off makes good business sense. It's actually a good economic decision for a business because we know that sick workers are less productive. We know that sick workers infect their coworkers, so it makes good business sense. So we have many partners in our coalition who come at it from that perspective. And we also know that this is an issue that is affects everyone, but disproportionately affects lower-wage workers. The folks who are less likely to have access to paid time off are at the bottom end of the wage scale. in Oregon, 82% of Oregonians who are earning $65,000 or more per year have access to some kind of paid sick time off, compared to just a little less than a third of Oregonians who are earning less than $20,000 a year. So there's a huge disparity when we look at wages and income and who has access to paid sick time. As far as answering your question about who in Oregon does have sick time by law now, in March of 2013, the city of Portland passed the first Oregon sick time law for workers working within the city of Portland, and that was implemented in January of this year. City of Eugene passed its paid sick time law in July of this year, and that, I'm not used to 2015 yet, in July of 2014, and that will be implemented in July of 2015. And so that's the status of legal paid sick time in Oregon right now, and our organization is working in coalition with a group to pass a statewide bill in the 2015 session that would provide all workers in the private sector in Oregon the right to earn some paid time off while they're at work.
The topic again is paid sick leave, paid time off. We're talking to Lori Trieger, Regional Outreach Director for Family Forward Oregon. You can join this discussion on the Jefferson Exchange. Jump in at 800-838-3760 throughout the listening area, 800-838-3760, or send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. I was going to ask about how piecemeal this is, but you've just indicated there. So across the state of Oregon, generally, you're not going to automatically get this earned benefit of sick leave, except working within Portland now and within the city of Eugene starting July 1st of this coming year.
That's right. I mean, I would say, you know, it is piecemeal in that it's a voluntary program now, so some employers offer it and some employers don't. Employers offer it at different rates of accrual. You know, there's different conditions. So we already have a patchwork or a piecemeal system, if you will. What we don't have is a basic bottom line minimum standard that all workers know that they can at least count on some minimum standard of paid sick time. And what we're looking for, just like we did in Portland and like we did in Eugene, what we want at the state is at least a floor level policy, just like we do with wages, just like we do with other workplace safety standards. We think that all workers need and deserve a minimum standard, a floor that should be set by law. And any employer is welcome to do better than that.
Now, California does have its own paid sick leave law as well, starting July 1st, 2015. Have you looked at their law to see if that might be a possible model for an Oregon law?
Absolutely. We are familiar with the laws around the country. And actually, the City of Eugene law is what we're using as the basis for the statewide law, and City of Eugene used Portland's and did a little bit to sort of improve upon it. San Francisco was the first city to pass paid sick time. They passed their law in 2006, so we have really great, robust data there from how it's really working, from usage rates to economic impact on the city as a whole, as well as on employers. Washington, D.C. was the next city to pass in 2008. Several cities have passed since then. Here on the West Coast, Seattle passed in 2011. So we have lots of cities to look at. New York City, several cities in New Jersey, and Connecticut is also a state with a statewide policy, in addition to California and Massachusetts as well. So there's just three states, but nearly now approaching two dozen cities with paid sick time policies for us to look at. But the statewide policy that we're looking to pass is really quite closely mirroring Portland and Eugene's, and that's for a number of reasons. One is that we really believe those are good, strong policies that work for businesses and meet the needs of workers, and because we have those policies in place now in our state, and those are two of the largest population centers, it makes sense for the businesses that have that policy implemented in Portland that are operating around the state. It's going to be easier for businesses to adopt that policy statewide when we already have it in place in some of our largest cities already.
Lori, you mentioned the divisions here that that $65,000 a year or more, 82% of Oregon workers have that. You said about a third or less.
29% or so.
29%? Oh, it is that
less
low. Okay.
Than 20,000 a year have access to sick time. That's right.
Is it less about the actual per hour pay than, I mean, is there a big division, for example, between full time and part time?
No, what we know is that folks in the lower end of the wage scale tend to be in types of jobs such as service sector jobs. They tend to be in food preparation, retail, caregiving jobs often, child care providers, nursing home workers. And when you think about it, if you have folks who are in a situation where they don't have access to paid sick time, they're working at the lower end of the wage scale, so one day is a fifth of their pay, that may be their grocery budget for the week. That may be their gas to get to and from that job. They are who can least afford to take that time off. And they are who we most need to have stay home when they're sick. They're preparing our food. They're caring for our elderly parents or taking care of our kids while we're at work. They're in the retail setting, handling our merchandise and handing it back and forth. These are high public contact jobs, and we're putting these folks in untenable positions where they're faced with losing a fifth of their income for the week. In order, you know, to face that decision, do I stay home sick and lose a fifth of my income for the week, or do I go to work with a fever, with the flu, or do I send a sick child to school because I can't afford to stay home with them, which we know happens.
I can see why the coalition includes people from the public health end of things, because you know, their concern is not so much about money or benefits for workers, but about making sure that people don't get sick, stay sick, and make other people sick.
Absolutely. We also have a lot of folks in our coalition who are educators and very concerned about what happens in school when sick kids get sent to school. We know that older siblings often get pulled out of school to care for younger brothers and sisters because mom or dad can't stay home to care for them. So the ripple effects of not having sick days, the burden and the cost burden of not having sick days is borne out across our entire community in a way that we really just can't continue to afford, and something really needs to change, and that's why we're working on this policy.
Lori Trieger again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about paid sick leave and the move to make that happen in Oregon on a statewide basis with the upcoming session of the legislature. Lori is the Regional Outreach Director for Family Forward Oregon. You can join this discussion. Give us your thoughts about family sick leave, paid sick leave, what some of the requirements should be to get that for employees. Join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760. That's anywhere in our listening area. 800-838-3760. Join in by email at jx@jeffnet.org. Granted, it was a little hard to cut through some of the other things on the ballot in November, and the other things being discussed in campaigns for state legislature. When you got things like marijuana and GMO labeling, but did Family First, Family Forward Oregon make this any of an issue in legislative races?
Absolutely, this is very much a top of mind legislative priority for several candidates and seated legislators. We are very happy to have some very strong leadership. Jessica Vega Peterson and Elizabeth Steiner Hayward are particularly strong leaders, and they are carrying a bill for us in the 2015 session, as are many other good folks in both sides, both the House and the Senate, who are committed to helping see success on this important piece of legislation. And it's because they understand and they know and they hear from constituents that this is an issue that matters and that everyone understands, because, in fact, everyone gets sick. And everyone understands. It's a very fundamental, easy to wrap your head around why this is going to impact their life, right? Here we are in the height of flu season, as you said at the introduction to the segment. It's probably going to happen. And the
actually happened to us today. Yeah, our engineer was out sick today.
There you go. And the likelihood, and what we know from the data, again, from San Francisco, where this has been in place the longest, and in fact from pretty much nearly every developed nation in the world, what we know is the actual usage rates are quite small. And particularly, again, as I said, because the lower income folks who don't have a range of other benefits and leave banks available to them. They really guard this, these paid sick time hours very, very carefully and are very judicious in their use. The actual average usage rates tend to be about 2 to 3 days a year, even when people are given the right to earn up to as many as 9 days a year in San Francisco. What we're, what workers in Portland have is the right to earn up to 40 hours in a year. It's really a very modest benefit.
And it is geared to the number of hours worked?
It's an accrual based on hours worked. So the, what we're proposing is, and this is what's in Portland and this is what's in the Eugene law, people earn 1 hour of sick time for every 30 hours that they work. So it is earned. You have to work to get the benefit, and you accrue it as you go. And so it doesn't matter whether you're part-time or full-time because you're accruing based on the hours that you're working. So if you work 30 hours a week, you earn an hour in that week. And then you bank that time, and then you can spend that time down for allowable reasons, and that is for your own illness, for an illness of a child or an elderly parent that you're caring for. It's also critically important to note that you can use it for preventive care, cancer screenings, prenatal visits, well child checks, and of course some of those sorts of things can be scheduled well in advance, and so you try to work them around your work schedule, but if you absolutely can't and that's unavoidable, you give plenty of notice and your employer can work with you on your scheduling. But those are the kinds of things that keep you later from having the need for many, many days off, and that's why it makes good business sense to the business community and why they understand that this is good policy.
Lori Triggers of Family Forward Oregon. We're talking about paid sick leave and the concept of getting it to be a state law in Oregon here on the Jefferson Exchange. I recall certainly with the Eugene ordinance passing within the last year, so a lot of discussion among employers about issues with them, additional expenses, the standard questions of, how am I supposed to fill this position when the person's homesick? What happens if I'm on the other side of the street and my business is actually in Springfield instead of in Eugene? All these things came up to the fore. I mean, what are some of the things that can be done to buffer the impact against on the employers, rather?
Sure. Well, what we know from communities where policies like this have been in place around this country and, in fact, all over the world is that it does work. And it can work. And like with any change, it takes a little bit of adaptation and adjustment and learning to figure out how best to make that work for your community, for your business, for your individual needs. But in fact, it does work, and businesses are remarkably nimble and learn how to figure new things out. They do it all the time. As far as actually adapting to, say, the issue of a business being located outside of a city but sending workers into another, they have to accommodate and adjust for different rules and regulations and laws across city and state lines all the time, right? There's different building codes, let's say. If you're a construction person, you have to account for that when you're working up in different city in different cities. So I think it's something that they do, and it's just when it's something new and unfamiliar, the red flags, the immediate reaction, the sort of human nature goes up, wait a minute, this is something new, how am I going to do it? And the answer is there's lessons to be learned from other communities, and there's support and assistance available to help you. And that is something else that our coalition has done in Portland, will do in Eugene, and certainly will do statewide, working with Bureau of Labor and Industries. Technical assistance is available. Trainings are available for employers. Our goal is to make this work for employers, for employees, for everyone, because we know that when you make a smooth implementation, the policy works better for everyone, and that's our goal, is a policy that works for everyone. And so we will have, there will be resources available to employers to understand how best to implement, inform their workers, do the proper tracking and record keeping, for the most successful implementation for everyone.
Lori, in the case of Portland, is there any evidence, anecdotal or otherwise, that any businesses actually move to Beaverton or Hillsborough or someplace other than the city of Portland to be able to get around this?
So far Portland is a success. There are some people who had to change their systems. Again, that happens. I mean, for example, in restaurants, people, they change ingredients, and things change. Businesses need to be nimble to change for any number of reasons. And there is absolutely no example that I am aware of that specifically because of the sick days law, a business made a location change. That's a very expensive, costly, risky thing to do, to move your business. So there's absolutely no example of that that I'm aware of. It's our clear understanding that across the country, these policies work in every kind of workplace, office settings, retail settings, restaurant settings. And the economy is still growing. New businesses are still opening.
I was going to ask if that was a factor here, if it makes it somewhat easier to make this pitch at a time when people seem to be adding workers.
I mean, and again, as I said, this is not a new concept, paid sick time. This has been in place in numerous other cities across the country and in countries all over the world. So clearly it can be done.
Now, this comes along at a time when it seems like some employers are moving to this concept of paid time off, PTO, where all the sick time and vacation time is lumped together. Is that helping you at all?
I don't know whether I would say it's helping. It's certainly an option that employers have. And you know, when you asked, what can employers do to make it sort of easier on managing that, that is an option. As long as the way that they structured those paid time off accounts or banks of time meet the needs and people can use them in a way that is consistent with the law and the policy. Again, our goal and our intent and the purpose and the need for this is that people have access to the ability to earn time and use time when they or an immediate family member is ill or has a qualifying incident and doesn't require a two-week written notice. Hey, I think I'm going to have the flu 2 weeks from now. Right. Hey, I think my kid's going to wake up with a fever.
Right.
A week
okay.
From Tuesday.
We'll keep an eye on the Oregon legislative session this year and see if it cranks out a bill similar to what California cranked out. Lori Trieger is the regional outreach director for Family Forward Oregon, working for paid time off, paid sick time. Lori, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Very much appreciate it.